I thank the Lord this morning for His love and His blessings, and I'm thankful for that God is the same wherever, He's the same whenever, and He is able to minister to each one of us, whether we're on the mountaintop this morning, whether we're in the valley. I might make mention before we look into the message this morning, too. We announced Wednesday night, last Wednesday, that this coming Wednesday will be a special day of fasting and prayer and looking to the Lord to bless in our building project. Even from when we started just a little bit ago and kind of had some of the budgeting, if I'm not mistaken, we're probably about 25%, which means we've got a big outstanding need to get this project accomplished. We really need the Lord to work financially and also Lord to bless in the building of it. So if this, just want to encourage everyone, if you would be willing to, when we have a need, we're taught to bring it to the Lord. So if we could just all collectively seek the Lord, especially this Wednesday, to be moved in our behalf. And I know there are other burdens that different ones are carrying. We can just collectively bring those to the Lord this Wednesday. Have a burden the Lord put on my heart and a desire and interest in your prayers that God would bless His Word. Renee, if you don't mind writing this on the board for me, please. Title of the message this morning is Renewal of Faith. Like to begin in the 18th chapter of Luke, beginning with verse 1. Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end. Now, there are a lot of misconceptions and misinterpretations of the parable of the unjust judge or the importunate widow. Jesus defined the purpose of this parable. He said He spake to the parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So that was the purpose of this parable. It wasn't to prove that God was unjust or uncaring. His point was, I want you to keep coming to me. I don't want you to stop praying when you don't see the results that you're looking for. So a woman came, there was a city. In a city, a judge that feared not God, nor regarded man. And there was a widow woman in that city, and she came to him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And then moving down to the 8th verse, Jesus said, I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. He was talking about God now. His point was that we ought to pray and don't faint. Have you ever prayed a couple of prayers and it seems like God didn't answer and you just kind of let it fall by the wayside? I want to encourage you this morning to keep praying. Don't give up. When it doesn't seem that God is hearing, Lord, help us today that our faith would be renewed and rekindled, that we would keep faithful and keep praying. And so Jesus said then, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? There's a question there. In other words, when Jesus comes back, will there still be an individual, will there still be a people that are continuing to come to God even if they aren't seeing the results that they'd like to see? How strong is your faith this morning? You know, sometimes a parent, when children come to their parents and they ask for something once, and then they come a second time, it's like, I heard you, I know what your need is, don't ask me again. You know, probably all of us as parents have told our children that at some point or another, I understand, but I don't want you asking me again. Do you know the Lord wants us to, as the song says, pray on till what? Till the answer comes. Pray on. Now, if the Lord says, this is my answer, no, then we accept the answer and pray for grace to accept that, see. But until the Lord gives an answer, pray on. Don't give up. Don't let down. If it's something physical or something temporal, if it's something spiritual, for someone that you're carrying a burden for, keep on praying and don't let down. So when Jesus comes back, is He going to find faith? Is He going to find any one of us here still keeping our faith and confidence in God? Or will we too have thrown up our hands and gone the way of the world. Now, the message this morning, and I'll just give a little preface or clarification, on the issue of faith, that word is used in multiple ways in the Scripture. There is having a faith in God, which is a trust or a confidence. There is a faith that refers to a belief system. But do you know this morning that those merge? And in the message this morning, they merge. Now, I remember being in a Bible study one time given by a novice that they had gone through and just collected random scriptures about faith, and they didn't correlate. So it was kind of a rough Bible study. Because they were jumping all over the place because in the word faith there was used in different ways and it didn't work. I just want you to know, I know this morning that faith applies to our confidence or trust in God, and it also refers to a belief system. Will the Lord find faith when He returns? Let's take it both ways. Is He going to find us believing in God, still praying and looking to Him to supply? Is He going to find a people that still believe in God? And this is where it merges. Because if you believe in God this morning, don't mistake it, God has a way. So if you believe in God, then we need to also have faith in His way. And that then is our belief system. Individually and as a church this morning, when we talk about the church of God, I am not talking about an organization of men. I'm talking about God's way as defined by the Scripture. So are we going to maintain our faith in God's way? Will He find faith when He returns? I believe this morning we need a renewal of our faith in all of those areas. I have found myself at times praying and looking to the Lord, and the enemy so forcibly came in and tried to make me feel foolish. You really think God cares? Or you really think God's going to answer that? Especially when you pray for someone and you sacrifice and you fast and you're looking to the Lord and you're burdened and nothing changes. And people say, well, things just aren't like they used to be. Where God just isn't healing like He used to. Saints, this morning, God is still on His throne and He is still working, and I want my faith to go beyond the evidence of what I see with my eyes. My faith needs to be deeper than that, that I believe in God. And if God does not choose to work like I want to see Him work, I still believe in God. And if I don't see the Lord working a miracle over here, then I still believe in His way because this is His word. Will He find faith when He returns? Or are we going to take our tent down and move somewhere else? Are we going to take up our stakes and go join another church this morning? Are we going to close the doors and say, I'll just go down the road, there's something more going on? Folks, we need a renewal of our vision. We need a renewal of our faith, that we live in a way that I have confidence in God. I have confidence in who He is, and it's down deep in my heart because the Spirit of God has revealed that. Well, there have been many this morning that have made shipwreck because they have lost their faith. They've lost their confidence in who God is, and they've lost their confidence in God's way. Well, the Scripture talks about those that have made shipwreck with their conscience, but it says concerning faith, Luke. Well, let's just know, we won't read it right now, but have you lost faith this morning? How's your faith in God? How's your faith in His way? Do you realize that when we begin to lose faith, we are in a very dangerous place? And I just want to freely acknowledge this morning that I believe that if you have served the Lord for very long, you will have periods that you would say it is a crisis of faith. You are not alone this morning. If you are struggling in your faith in God and in His way, you are not alone, but you're in a dangerous place. Lord, would You give us renewal this morning? Lord, would you renew? The definition of renewal is, formal definition is an instance of resuming an activity or state after an interruption. Do you know the enemy would like to interrupt our faith this morning? He'd like to interrupt our confidence in who God is. And right with it, he would like to interrupt our confidence in God's way. God is a loving God. He's a God of judgment, but he is a holy God. Anything that is contrary to holiness is contrary to God's way. There are a lot of people that are in a crisis of faith. Lord, would you renew us? An action of extending the period of validity. You go say, I'm going to get my license renewed. In other words, we're going to extend that. I want the Lord to renew my faith this morning. I want the Lord to take my belief in him, and I want him to extend it because I want to make it the whole way. I don't want to get part way and then lose my faith. Well, it also means the replacing or repair of something that's worn out, run down, or broken. Do you know it takes courage to acknowledge that we're worn down? It takes courage to say this isn't working. But what's not working this morning? Is that a fair question? Has God stopped working? Has his way stopped working? Then why are people acting like it? Is that a fair question? Why are we acting like his way's broken? We need a renewal. If something's broken, it's not God. If something needs repair, it's not his word. People want to modernize God's way to fit this generation. No, this generation needs to rise to the old way of holiness this morning. We need to rise to God's way, not bring it down and say, well, we need to adjust it to fit the needs of our time. And people just aren't accepting it like you used to preach it. So preachers, do we change what we're preaching? Do we want to water it down to make it more convenient? Or do we want to say, Lord, fix me? I want you to renew my faith and my belief, and I want you to open up the eyes of my understanding that I can see your way, that I will have faith when you come back. Well, to have it, we're going to have to be renewed. We need to have a yearning in our hearts. We're going to have to seek for it this morning. If we're not seeking for renewal, if we're not yearning to have a strong faith in God and in his way, we're going to end up shipwrecked. May I speak very directly to those of you with young children this morning? If you do not place your faith exclusively in God and in his way, not only will you end up shipwrecked down the road, you're setting your children up for shipwreck. You would say, but it's a little hard. Lord, renew my understanding. Renew my faith. Sometimes we feel broken. I felt broken before. Come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need help. The Lord doesn't send us away broken. He doesn't send us away undone. But when we come and say, Lord, I need renewal, my faith has been shaken. Why are people have their faith shaken sometimes? Tragedy happens, and sometimes people's very foundations are shaken. Conflict with people, and I'll be more precise. Conflict with people in the church. Misunderstandings. People think the enemy uses a conflict with someone to shake their faith so that they'll walk away, and the Lord's saying, well, I find faith when I return. You know, if Renee caused a problem, God's saying, let me deal with her. But Michael, don't let what she did to hurt you, don't let that deter your faith. Because God's way has not changed this morning. So when someone goes and they water down the truth, are we going to allow that to change our faith? If someone begins to add to it and gets fanatic, are we going to let that change us? Or will we be steady and diligent and say, Lord, renew me. Lord, renew me. If there's something I'm not getting, then Lord, open my heart. Sometimes there are questions that people have. I don't understand. But do you know that's speaking of us, not of God? God has a way that is pure and it's holy and it's right. And that is what this is about this morning, that, Lord, I want to walk in your way. And I don't understand, well, the saints. How many times have you all heard that? Well, the church or the saints. Am I the only one? There's a lot, isn't there? What are we going to do about it this morning? I mentioned a week ago, I believe fair questions deserve fair answers, but it's going to take an honest heart to accept answers from the Word of God. It's going to take us acknowledging that, okay, it's not the church, it's not the saints. Now we're dealing with God. Now we're dealing with His Word. Now we're dealing with God's way. So if it's not working in my life, I don't want to change God's way, but Lord, I want you to renew me. Because I'm struggling. I'm struggling with people. I'm struggling with holiness. I'm struggling with the difference between what the Bible teaches and the way the world's going. I'm struggling with this doctrine. I don't understand this doctrine. So what will we do? Are we going to give up this morning, or we say, Lord, renew my faith? My faith in what? My faith in God. My faith in His way, that I am firmly persuaded this morning in God. And I'm fully persuaded that God's way is holy. I am fully persuaded this morning that the way of the world will lead us astray. I'm fully persuaded of that this morning. I have not seen people that have walked away from a close walk of holiness. If I saw it working for them, I'd go back and say, hey, that looks like a better way. But do you know what I've observed through the years of people that start going the way of the world? And they do it under the guise of intellectual enlightenment and spiritual understanding. I have a little bit more light. Y'all are kind of old folks. And I see it just a little different, and I have more understanding. Your understanding will cause shipwreck, folks. Mine will too. So that's where we need a renewal of our faith in God. If the Bible says something, Lord, help me to accept it then. I may not understand it, but if it says it, I want to do it. And I say, Lord, renew me because I need some repair. I've been affected. I've been influenced. I've been drawn away a little bit too much by things out there. But Lord, I want to come back and build on your word and on your way. And that is what brings the fellowship among God's people. There will be people that sit among us all the time. Go to camp meeting and people say, what's going on? It's fanatic, it's liberal. You can find both of them. Come on this summer. But you know what I hope you will also find? Are people that have their heart open. That, Lord, we want your way. We want you. We want your anointing. And there might be one person sitting beside me that's looking pretty worldly and going the way of the world. And there's someone else and they're getting fanatic and they both say they have better understanding. I want my faith to be in God. I want it to be in His Word. And I want to have my heart, that personal revelation. So, Lord, renew my faith. And I know sometimes I will also say continued sickness. If you've been in a continual battle for a long time, do you know your faith can start getting kind of shaky sometimes? It's, Lord, I've been praying, I've been seeking you, and nothing's happening. But as you lay there on your bed in pain and hurting after months and months of God seemingly not answering your prayer, I have been there to some extent. And I can say I'm still persuaded of God. I still believe in His way. So that means I want to have faith in His wisdom more than in His healing power. Why didn't God heal? I hear people say God's not working miracles anymore. That's not true. If that were true, I would not be walking today. If that were true, I would be dead today. If that were true, but God divinely worked miracles, and I've seen many others, as have you. Have you not seen God work miracles? Yes. So when our faith is tested today, can we not know our faith is not in miracles? Our faith is in God. Our faith is in His way. Our faith is in His way of holiness. So Lord, renew us this morning. Some cities have renewal projects. You know, a city renewal project. There's been something that's been, it's kind of gotten old and it's not a real good neighborhood and things are going, it needs to be rebuilt and renovated. Do you know the Lord wants to do that with our faith this morning? We need to have strong faith if we're going to make it, folks, or we're going to give in to the tides that are pushing so hard on us. And if you think you're the only one, I just want to encourage you, you're not. But just because everybody's not going that way or that way doesn't mean we don't know what you may be talking about or feeling or experiencing. But what we're having to do is come back saying, Lord, I'm struggling here, but I want you to renew me. I want you to rebuild what's been broken down in my life. Because I want to be one that when the Lord comes back, He'll say, there is someone that kept their faith in me. They kept believing in me and they kept walking in a way of holiness. Also, the word renewal means the restoration or to restore freshness. Does anybody ever have their faith getting kind of weary and tired? You're not alone. But the Lord is interested in refreshing our faith, in renewing us. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be what? Shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a what? Without a preacher. All right. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You know, the gospel by definition is good news. This faith that I'm sharing with you this morning is not a straitjacket, it's liberty. This faith of holiness this morning, it's not one of men's religion, it's one of God's way. This, what I preach to you this morning, is not something that you can't have any fun if you live this way. It is one that sets you free from the power of sin, that you can go out and enjoy a good, wholesome life. And raise your children in a good, sound environment, free from the influences of the world in your home, that they can be empowered if they choose to live a holy life. That's what our call is. How beautiful are the feet. Isn't it wonderful to go to someone's discouraged and say, wait, I've got some good news for you. I was so encouraged on my way to service a couple weeks. Someone had been in a real battle, got talked to him on the phone, and the Lord had come through for him. I felt like Brother Randy when you say he could, what, jump and click his heels together. I was like, the Lord is still there. So in the middle of the battle, in the middle of your trial of faith, don't give up. And I want to speak, Lord, help us this morning. In the trial is not the time to make changes, saints. When your faith is not fresh, when you're tired and you feel in a state of disrepair, stay steady. Don't make changes. Don't make changes in your home. Don't make changes in your life. But succumb to the Lord and say, Lord, renew my faith. Renew my understanding. Because I don't want to end up at the end of the trial and say, I moved from here and now I'm over here. And it wasn't God that changed, but it was my faith. The Lord has a good way this morning. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. The scripture goes on to say in verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said to the Lord, who hath believed our report? Do you know that some are going to believe and some are going to reject? Some are going to accept it and some are going to say, I want to walk this way. Lord, help my faith. There are going to be some that give in. There are consequences to those that who have not believed the report. Who's believed my report? Do you believe the report that living a holy life is the best way to live this morning? Do you believe that? Do you believe this morning that if you follow the principles and lifestyle of the world, that it's going to end up bringing more heartache? You think you struggle in the church. And you know what I'm saying when I say that? You know what I mean? If you think following God's way in a way of holiness and carefulness is difficult, look at the consequences of people that have gone a different way. So if you're in a struggle this morning, don't walk away. Can I plead with you this morning? I say, Lord, renew my faith. Because we've all been in those battles. But I can say the Lord brought me through. I can say the Lord brought me through the questions. I can say the Lord brought me through when I was feeling pretty weak in my faith and my confidence in God. The Lord's brought me through when it seemed like God wasn't listening anymore. The Lord brought me through. The Lord brought me through when it seems like, do I even need to live this way? I mean, I can still hold on to God and be saved and go live like the world and dress like the world and act like the world and go do these things and bring the world into my home. And I can still be saved. There's no need to live that way. I made it to this point. But Lord, I still need you to renew my faith because we're still in a battle. What will you do? Not everyone has believed the report, but I have watched individuals and families and congregations that tried to hold on to God, but they let go of His way. And I haven't seen success. I haven't seen it bring the results. I remember a number of years ago, there were some that walked away. And it was under the guise of enlightenment. It was under the umbrella of we understand you don't have to live this way. You know, some of the standards that are held, relatively held, among a lot of the church people, you don't have to do that. And you know what? There are some points that are made that make sense. But I've watched through the years the results and the consequences. It did not bring forth fruits of holiness. It did not bring greater anointing, and it didn't bring the outflowing of we can reach the world if we make this change. It didn't work. So the Lord is looking for one or two or a family or a little congregation. And He's saying, well, I find faith. Lord, renew our faith. My prayer for our congregation, Lord, renew our faith. Renew our faith in you. Renew our faith in your way. And when I realize that my way is kind of deviating from the way of the Lord, then I don't want to try to change that. I want to say, Lord, change me. I need you to repair me because I want to make it and I want my faith to be strong. And then it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? Hearing by the word of God. It goes beyond men. It goes beyond the ministry. It goes beyond what people did so many years ago. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you will allow me, you pray for me. I want to keep preaching the Word in this congregation. I don't want to get to a place that I feel bound up. I don't want to get a place where I can't talk about that because someone's going to get offended. Because life is in the Word. But it only works when our heart's there. People got offended at Jesus and they walked away. If they would have just come and said, Lord, that's a hard saying, but Lord, would you renew my faith? Lord, would you renew my understanding? So faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. So may though our outward man may perish this morning, Lord, renew our inward man. Renew my faith. Renew my vision of holiness. Renew my confidence in who you are when I pray. Lord, renew that I can know your hearing. And when comes time to make decisions and the practicalities of life, Lord, would you renew my faith in who and what you expect of me? Because God is the giver of peace. He is the comforter. He is the He is a prayer answering God. And I will say the way of holiness is a good way. The enemy is trying to cause our young people and our young families to believe a lie of the enemy. The way of the world's going to bring heartache. And you say, I just want to be accepted by the world. What does that bring? It doesn't bring soul peace. It doesn't bring soul peace. The way of holiness, in the way of self-denial. Do you know the way of the cross brings a resurrection? I know this is Palm Sunday, but there would be no resurrection if there hadn't been a cross, if there hadn't been a death. And the enemy tries to make us think, well, all the teachings of the church. Let's just get it off the church for a moment and talk about God. Let's see what the Word of God says. Quit putting it on other people. I don't have to do what Sister Renee says. Guess what? I don't either. But I want to tell you, when the Word of God says something, then now it gives credibility, doesn't it? We can put it off on the standards of the church all we want, or this one or that one, or my parents or my grandparents or that minister. But when it comes back down to it, our faith is to rest in the power of God and His Word. So then if something's not working, let's not blame anybody or anything else, but look ourselves in the mirror and say, Lord, I need renewal. I'm struggling. And I have found that the Lord does a masterful job in doing what man cannot do. So faith comes by hearing. And I just want, if it will help anybody's faith here this morning, I can testify to you that the way of holiness, I found it a good way. Found it a comforting way. I found for my wife, I found that the way of holiness is a good way. Do you know a lifestyle of holiness? Holiness comes from the heart, okay? You can have all the lifestyle you want. If it's not in your heart, you won't make it. But when it's in your heart and it comes out, do you know what? My wife, I want to tell you something. Please just understand. She doesn't have a wedding ring on her hand, but do you know what keeps a barrier up? It's the love of God in her heart. It's the way that she conducts herself. It's the way that she dresses. It's the way that she acts. And there is a people know. People know without saying a word. You don't want to tell me, you want me to tear that down this morning? That matters because it's a good way. It's a safe way. It's a blessed way this morning. I want us to know when we get it in our hearts. When we get it in our hearts, it brings about a protection that we can walk comfortably because there's something working in here. Lord, renew my faith. Now, what is faith? It is the substance of things hoped for. And what? The evidence of things not seen. So that's talking about a deep inner conviction of who God is and His way that's been burned in my heart that goes beyond what I see with the eye. When I don't see God working, I have a deep inner conviction that I still know God is. There's evidence of it in here. And it works. That's why Noah built the ark. That's why Abraham left his country, didn't know where he was going to go, because the Lord had witness to their spirit. You want to talk about renewal? Does anybody here need renewal? Lord, I need you to witness to my spirit. I need you to give me something that I can get back. If I've gone off astray, that I can get back on a solid rock and have my faith renewed in you and in your way. Well, without faith, it's impossible to do what? It's impossible to believe it. Because he that cometh to God must what? Believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So, Lord, would you renew our faith? It means we're going to have to seek for it, okay? Seeking Him and seeking His way. God is not a vending machine. Sometimes we think we can just come up and put up our quarters in, push the button. Now you have to put a credit card in to get something. That's inflation. But to come up and just, you know, a couple quarters doesn't do it anymore. But we expect that we can come up and put our quarters in, push the button, and God's going to give us what we want every time. How much confidence or faith is there going to be in God if that happened like that all the time? You know, some of the greatest faith builders have been times when God let us go through the battle. But at the end of the battle, the sun came up. When the darkness was all around and you kept your faith in God, the Lord revealed Himself one more time. He gave a ray of hope in the middle of the darkness. He ended up, maybe after weeks and months, for some maybe after years, He gave them understanding where there had been question. So what do we do in the meantime? Lord, help me to keep my faith. Renew my faith. I'm going to mention briefly two scriptures before we close this afternoon. Someone have a Kleenex. Thank you. Scripture says, and we've talked about this a number of months ago. I remember preaching about this when we were outside at the old chapel down in the parking lot. Cast not away. Cast not away, therefore, your what? Your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Don't cast. That's talking about that soldier with that shield. The cowards would throw their shields down and they'd run. That shield, your confidence. May I encourage you this morning not to cast away your confidence. Don't cast your faith away. But if you're afraid, if you're weary, if you're tired, if you're broken, we can come and say, Lord, would you renew my faith? Mark 9:17, and there's this, the scripture. Remember when the man brought his son that was possessed, he brought him to Jesus? He actually brought him to the disciples first, and they couldn't cast out the devil. All right? They couldn't cast him out. And so they brought the little boy to Jesus. And Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And the father cried out and said with tears. Anybody remember what he said?
I believe, but mine
unbelief. Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief. Yes, we're mixing those faiths this morning. But the scripture does too here. Lord, I believe in you. But there are some areas I'm still struggling. So Lord, would you help my unbelief? Would you renew my faith? Would you renew my courage? And then the disciples came and they said, Lord, why couldn't we cast them out? This kind. Now, he wasn't talking about this kind of deliverance. This kind of faith. This kind of faith cometh forth by nothing but by prayer and by fasting. Lord, I believe this morning, but would you help my unbelief? Would you renew me? Would you strengthen that which is weak? Would you fix that which is broken? Would you enlighten me where I don't have understanding? And would you help me to be strong and faithful and consistent that when you come back, you will be able to say there was someone that kept their faith in God and their faith in His way of holiness.